You're listening to SBS News.
President Joe Biden says the United States is willing to give diplomacy every chance to succeed in the Russia-Ukraine crisis, but he says there are now more than 150,000 Russian troops encircling Ukraine and Belarus, and he warns invasion remains distinctly possible. He and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke over the weekend by phone.
President Putin and I agreed that our team should continue to engage toward this end, along with our European allies and partners. Yesterday, the Russian government publicly proposed to continue the diplomacy. I agree. We should give the diplomacy every chance to succeed. And I believe there are real ways to address our respective security concerns. The United States has put on the table concrete ideas to establish a security environment in Europe. We're proposing new arms control measures, new transparency measures, new strategic stability measures. These measures would apply to all parties, NATO and Russia alike. We're willing to make practical, result-oriented steps that can advance our common security.
Speaking in the White House East Room, Mr. Biden said the U.S. has not yet verified Russia's claim that some of its forces have withdrawn from the Ukraine border and said an invasion of Ukraine remains a distinct possibility.
As long as there is hope of diplomatic resolution that prevents the use of force and avoids incredible human suffering that would follow, we will pursue it. The Russian Defense Minister reported today that some military units are leaving their positions near Ukraine. That would be good, but we have not yet verified that. We have not yet verified the Russian military units are returning to their home bases. Indeed, our analysts indicate that they remain very much in a threatening position. And the fact remains, right now, Russia has more than 150,000 troops encircling Ukraine and Belarus and along Ukraine's border. An invasion remains distinctly possible.
Mr. Biden also reiterated his calls to Americans in Ukraine to leave now before it's too late to leave safely. Speaking directly to the Russian people, the president underscored, "You are not our enemy."
The United States and NATO are not a threat to Russia. Ukraine is not threatening Russia. Neither the U.S. nor NATO have missiles in Ukraine. We do not have plans to put them there as well. We're not targeting the people of Russia. We do not seek to destabilize Russia. To the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy. And I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine, a country and a people with whom you share such deep ties of family, history, and culture.
The president made the remarks hours after Russia announced that some units participating in military exercises near Ukraine's borders would begin returning to their bases. But in Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's opinion, the U.S. should not wait until after military action had taken place to impose sanctions.
I hope the administration is not going to wait until after an incursion to turn the screws and put some real sanctions on the Russians. At that point, arguably, it's a little too late. It will be unfortunate for the whole world. I mean, you can't have a major conflict in Europe without having an adverse effect on all parts of the globe, which is why everything that could possibly be done to deter the Russians before an invasion is critically important.
A majority of U.S. Senate Republicans introduced on Tuesday their own legislation to support Ukraine and impose sanctions on Russia over the military buildup near Ukraine's borders. Introduction of the measure, called the Never Yielding Europe's Territory Act, does not mean that negotiations have stopped between Republicans and Democrats on a bipartisan Ukraine bill, a senior Republican aide said. The path forward is not immediately clear for the Republican measure, given that Democrats control the Senate. The bill would immediately halt construction of the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline and impose mandatory sanctions on the project if Russia invaded Ukraine. It also would impose sanctions on major Russian banks if there were an invasion, and secondary sanctions on banks that did business with sanctioned banks. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday he welcomed a security dialogue with the West as his military reported pulling back some of its troops near Ukraine, signals that may indicate the Kremlin has opted for a diplomatic path for now. Mr. Putin said he doesn't want war and would rely on negotiations.
Concerning whether we want war or not, of course not. That's why we put forward proposals about the negotiating process, which should have as a result an agreement on providing equal security of everybody, including our country. Unfortunately, we have already spoke about it. We didn't receive a substantial constructive response on proposals made by us.
At the same time, he did not commit to a full pullback of troops, saying Russia's next moves in the standoff will depend on how the situation evolves. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the group is increasing its presence in Eastern Europe, but they are ready to sit down with Russia amid ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine. He said there are signs that Moscow is working towards a diplomatic resolution and that he is cautiously optimistic.
There are signs from Moscow that diplomacy should continue. This gives grounds for cautious optimism. But so far, we have not seen any sign of de-escalation on the ground. Russia has amassed a fighting force in and around Ukraine, unprecedented since the Cold War. Everything is now in place for a new attack. But Russia still has time to step back from the brink, stop preparing for war, and start working for a peaceful solution.
Mr. Stoltenberg said NATO was still waiting for a Russian response to the alliance's security proposals.
We outlined a wide range of issues, topics where we are ready to sit down and look for common ground on arms control, missiles, transparency on military activities, and many other areas. And we are ready. We have been ready for a long time, and we remain ready.
This comes as Ukraine claimed that the websites of the country's defense ministry and armed forces, as well as two state banks, had been hit by a cyber attack of possibly Russian origin. The affected sites included the Oxfam Bank, State Savings Bank, and Privat, two of the country's largest financial institutions. Both resumed service later on Tuesday, but the military sites remained inaccessible hours after the initial reports of the attack emerged. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.